On eve of Vatican Synod, Bishop warns of move to impose counterfeit church. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on September 29, 2023. Rome, Kazakh Bishop Athanasius Schneider has joined the many Catholic prelates warning of nefarious plotting behind the scenes of the upcoming Vatican Synod on synodality. O Lord, prevent the enemies of the Church from exulting in a victory over the authentic Catholic Church obtained by imposing a counterfeit church under the guise of synodality, Bishop Schneider wrote in a September 29 prayer for the Synod. For where sin and apostasy in the Church abounds, the victory of your grace will abound the more, the bishop added. In his prayer, released on the feast of St. Michael the Archangel, Schneider also laments the profound distress to which the Catholic Church is being subjected, citing doctrinal confusion, moral abomination, and liturgical abuse. The full text of the prayer was retweeted by the redoubtable Cardinal Joseph Zen, former Bishop of Hong Kong and a vocal critic of the Vatican selling out of the Catholic Church in China. Last month, Pope Francis publicly appealed to journalists to help him put a positive spin on the upcoming synod, aware of the negative press it has received. "I dare to ask you, the experts of journalism, for help," the pontiff told a meeting of journalists in the Vatican. "Help me to narrate this process for what it really is, leaving behind the logic of slogans and prepackaged stories." Francis acknowledged that the idea of a synod on synodality may seem something abstruse, self-referential, excessively technical, of little interest to the general public, or what Catholic intellectual George Weigel called ecclesiastical navel-gazing. Synodality, as numerous pundits have observed, is notoriously difficult to define, and critics have suggested that this lack of clarity is intentional, since it leaves the process open to greater manipulation. A synod is a meeting or assembly, and synodality would be a movement toward a system of decision-making where such meetings take on more central importance. In its spirit of openness, inclusivity, and listening, this false synod on synodality proposes to revisit a series of issues within church teaching that seem definitively decided. Progressive Catholics have capitalized on the open door to push their favorite issues, from women's ordination to a softening of Catholic moral teaching on sexuality. In August, conservative Cardinal Raymond Burke warned that the move toward synodality is causing evident and grave harm to the Church. Burke, a canon lawyer and former head of the Vatican's highest court, observed that the Catholic Church in Germany has already experimented with synodality, with disastrous results, spreading confusion and error in their fruit, division, indeed schism. The same confusion and error and division could well be visited upon the universal church, Burke cautioned. The cardinal also highlighted the innovative and indeed revolutionary nature of trying to redefine the church by synodality. From the time of the apostles, he noted, the church has been characterized by four marks, namely that it is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic, but never by synodality. Indeed, Lumen Gentium, the dogmatic constitution on the Church issued by the Second Vatican Council in 1964, never even mentioned the word synod or synodality. The late Australian Cardinal George Pell similarly called the upcoming synod on synodality a toxic nightmare, asserting it is hostile to the Church's apostolic tradition. The synod's working document focuses on radical inclusion, listening, participation, and co-responsibility with believers and non-believers, while ignoring central themes of Christian teaching and practice, Pell wrote. For his part, Cardinal Gerhard Mola, the former prefect of the Vatican's doctrinal office, has called the synodal path a hostile takeover of the Church of Jesus Christ. "If they succeed, it will be the end of the Catholic Church," he said of those promoting the synodal process. "And we must resist it like the old heretics of Arianism." Follow at Williams Rome.